February 25th, 2022. We're starting at 5:45, and the reason for this evening is to a public hearing regarding ordinance number 2021-08. So before we get into the meat of the meeting, if Mr. Christman would please do a roll call.
Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
For President and Chair.
Just for a note, Chairman Abruzzo is on an out-of-state business trip this evening, so that's why he's not part of our meeting tonight. So getting into the meat of the meeting, we are here for a public hearing regarding ordinance number 2021-08, and we are potentially amending Chapter 2025 zoning of the Code of the Township of Derry by amending the official zoning map of Derry Township by changing the zoning classification of a portion of the land identified as Dauphin County Tax Parcel Number 24-004-013, located north of Hershey Park Drive and south of Police Academy Drive, from Conservation to Plan Campus North, initiated by Zoning Ordinance Amendment Petition Number 2021-01, as filed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So the reason for this hearing is it's being held as a forum for the Board of Supervisors to receive public comment relevant to Ordinance Number 2021-08. So if I can turn it over to our solicitor, Mr. Armstrong.
Sure, absolutely. As the Board may recall, well, let's open the hearing. This has been advertised for a public hearing this evening. We'll talk a little bit more specific about the advertisement as we open the hearing, but public hearing is open. Just as a little bit of background, as the Board may recall, the property that's being considered for rezoning is owned by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The Commonwealth previously petitioned the Township to consider rezoning the property, or a portion of the property known as Dauphin County Tax Parcel Number 24-004-013, from Conservation to Plan Campus North. After considering it, at least preliminarily, the Township considered the recommendations of the Planning Commission from the county as well as the Township. Both of them were recommending proceeding with the ordinance. At one of your prior meetings, you authorized the ordinance to be advertised for a public meeting. Since that point in time, the advertisement had been provided to the newspaper to advertise this evening's hearing pursuant to the MPC and the zoning ordinance. However, late last week, we did receive notice from the newspaper that this hearing was only advertised once. So pursuant to the MPC, it's required to be advertised twice in order to be properly advertised for a public hearing for a zoning amendment. When we found out, I reached out to Counsel for the Commonwealth, let him know. And I think the game plan for this evening will be, we'll hear, it's been advertised at least once for a public hearing. So we're going to hold a public hearing with the understanding that the intent for tonight is to get some groundwork and some deliberation with respect to the ordinance. And assuming that the Board of Supervisors is still in agreement with proceeding with the ordinance after this public hearing, it will have to be advertised again for your February 22nd meeting for the formal and final public hearing for consideration for the Board to formally adopt. But the understanding is that the Commonwealth is chomping at the bit to proceed with their land development plan. So again, if after this evening, if the Township Board of Supervisors is still inclined to proceed down the path of adopting the ordinance and advertising it for a public hearing pursuant to the MPC at your February 22nd meeting, the Township Board of Supervisors, if you are so inclined, can inform and advise the Commonwealth that if they wanted to, and the staff, that if the Commonwealth were to submit a land development application, assuming that the rezoning does proceed and is finally approved, that the staff can start reviewing the application. Obviously, they won't get land development approval or other approvals prior to the rezoning, but at least they can submit their application, assuming that the rezoning takes place, and the staff for the township can start reviewing the application under that understanding. Does anyone have any questions for me? That was a lot, I guess, to start the public hearing with. We found out Chuck gave me a call on Thursday, I think it was, and I talked to David that same afternoon. For some reason or other, the newspaper just only advertised it once when they were asked and required to advertise it twice. And we can't proceed with actually formally adopting the ordinance without making sure that the public hearing is properly advertised. but we can proceed and at least give the Commonwealth guidance and direct the staff as to whether or not to consider the land development application when and if it comes in, and also authorize this ordinance to be advertised again in accordance with the NPC for a public hearing at your February 22nd meeting. So with all of that being said, are there any questions for me from the board?
It's February 8th. Is that not enough time to advertise? That's our next meeting. That's just not enough time.
Yeah, for an amendment to the zoning ordinance, it has to be advertised twice for two successive weeks, 7 days between, and there has to be at least 7 days between the last advertisement. Yeah.
So about what happens on the 22nd, then?
We'll have I'm assuming it might be, depending on how this evening goes, it might be an abbreviated public hearing unless you get a lot of residents that show up for that one. But it'll be similar. You'll open a public hearing. If there's any additional questions or comments or other comments from the public, if there's not much, you can close it and you can adopt the ordinance after that at your public meeting.
Okay, so we'll have a public hearing and then we'll have it on the agenda.
Correct.
For
correct. I don't know if you necessarily have to have it for 5:30. On the 22nd after tonight, I think.
So we found out that Mr. Crispin and you, actually, for your agenda item, you have a public hearing that you'd like to have on the 22nd, and that's probably when Hershey West End will also come before the board at a public hearing. So right now we're looking at scheduling three public hearings on the 22nd, giving your one for the retirement pension plan probably 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
The state police probably 10 minutes, and then... And, you know, being flexible with time, but starting at 5:30.
Just as a point of order, I'm not sure that the PMRS ordinance requires a public hearing. That's just the standard ordinance.
It's an ordinance. We still open it to the public when we
for public comment at the regular
meeting. So, yes, on the 22nd, but it'll be a busy evening.
Okay. So I guess that is the plan. Like I said, I don't anticipate the public hearing for this zoning ordinance to be extended at the next hearing, depending upon how this evening goes. Okay. So with that, I believe Chuck had some background, or if he wanted to provide
sure.
some basis or explanation as to the zoning. But in a nutshell, the proposed zoning ordinance amendment is proposing to rezone the 42.5 acres that are depicted on exhibits A and B that are actually up on the screen up there in brown and dark gray, I would suspect. Again, from conservation to planned campus work. So with that, Chuck?
Sure. So this particular exhibit does show the entire holdings of the state police in color, or of the Commonwealth in color. And then focusing down on these areas, these were former tax parcels that were conveyed together after the recording of the plan.
Do you typically have your witnesses sworn? I'm sorry to interject. Would you like me to swear?
I guess since I'm offering a lot, maybe so.
Yeah, he's not necessarily a witness. He's describing the
okay.
ordinance as advertised.
All right.
Yeah.
So these were former tax parcels, and the tax parcel shown as 240442 wasn't ever a separate piece of property. It was a tax parcel that was created around the Applehurst, the old student home there. It was created for taxing purposes. However, it was also already zoned Planned Campus North, as you can see here in the inset, that being the smaller tract. So the properties that we're focusing on, or property or portion of property that we're focusing on, about 42.5 acres, is what's shown in green on our current zoning map. And quite simply, they'd like to make it light blue. So from the conservation district to the planned campus north. Also, by order of the way that we do our sign districts in the township, land zoned conservation are considered in our limited sign zoning district. Lands in our planned campus north are considered in our general sign zoning district. So therefore, if this land is rezoned, it will also go into a different sign district just by order of the ordinance. One thing when you're doing rezonings, you need to take a look at the comprehensive plan and make sure that you're being consistent with what's proposed there. And in this case, the land that is today the State Police Academy lands in addition to the lands yet to be come into the planned campus north, we're all in the same proposed zoning area. It was a work, learn, play, eat areas identified as 4.4 on our future land use map. So it's fair to say that this rezoning would be consistent with our comprehensive plan, and no amendment is necessary there. When the rezoning process begins through Derry Township through our ordinance, the applicants must provide information in a few key areas to help the board understand the entire disposition of the piece of property. One thing that we ask them to do is to provide a statement of existing and proposed zoning, which of course they have done just in their application. We ask them to provide us with a conceptual site plan, which they've done. Generally, I will caution the board not to put too much weight in the tentative site plan, because once you change the zoning, it could be anything. However, I'm pretty sure that this is what they're going to come forward with on their land development plan in this case. So in the area being rezoned, we're going to have a portion of, or they're proposing to have a portion of the main campus, the main building, that's going to cross the zoning line. And that's really why they're before you, in addition to the fact that they would like to have all of their land holdings in the same zoning district so they can enjoy kind of the same setbacks, the same height, and so on. The other thing that's going to happen in the area to be rezoned is the horse stables for the state police horses. So they have provided the conceptual site plan. They're also asked to provide topographic features of the property, and in this case, they have provided one-foot contours from a very recent survey showing the property. They're required to do a site conditions report describing basically anything they can about the property. In this case, they went very deep. They provided a preliminary geotechnical engineering study, which included the availability of historical site information, the results of some subsurface exploration, description of key geotechnical risks, and consideration for site development and preliminary geotechnical recommendations as to footings and pavement construction. They did a phase one environmental assessment, that takes a look at the, really the point of phase one is to look for any contaminants on the site. And in this case, they found that there was a fuel leak on the property that did have an effect on the groundwater in 1990, and also that the property in the 1930s to 1950s was actually an orchard, used as such, as you can see by the tree plantings. And because of that, they would expect to find some concentrations of pesticides, herbicides, and other agricultural chemicals. These are things that, you know, they do in a phase one study, so they know what to and how to remediate the soils if necessary. Finally, the report also noted that there was a farm structure, up in this area, on the property. And nobody knows if the basements are still there, if there were fuel tanks, so that's just something for them to be cautious with, but yet something that we like to know about as part of a rezoning. Looking at the floodplain for the property, there is no floodplain, no 100-year floodplain on the property. They provided the soils mapping. We asked them to tell us about the estimated infrastructure demands, sewer, water, and so on. According to information from Langen, their planning module is going to probably say 1 to 1.5 EDU. They may net out a reduction in EDUs because there, as you recall from maybe some of the discussions during the lot consolidation plan, they're not really looking to expand the population at the campus, and they're taking away the Applehurst building. So they could actually be reducing their need for sewer and water as part of this. Conservatively, in their planning module, they're going to say 1 EDU. We want to know about parking projections through the property, and obviously on the land development plan, we'll need to meet that. I don't suspect any issue. And finally, they're supposed to provide a summary of anticipated impacts on adjoining lands, including but not limited to noise, vibration, nighttime lighting, service area locations, and visibility and hours of operation. Now, again, although they are proposing to reconfigure the campus, the population's not getting any larger. They are putting a warehouse in the northern corner that didn't exist before. They do have some other amenities on the property, but basically it is today a state police academy. Upon the rezoning, it will remain a state police academy. The fact that they're not looking at expanding their on-site population is also echoed in a preliminary traffic assessment that was provided with the application. As Pat noted, the Planning Commission is recommending the proposed rezoning be implemented, as is the Dauphin County Planning Commission, as am I. And with that, I'll turn it back to the board. There are representatives here. And
the only thing I'll, and I'm pretty sure everyone's aware, but just to make clear, Chuck went through a lot of what will probably come up at the time of planning. There's not a land development plan in front of the board this evening. This is simply for the purposes of the rezoning of the property. Those two described pieces of the overall parcel being rezoned from conservation to planned campus north. And that's the extent of what's before the board at this point. At some point in time, I think I indicated earlier, I think the Commonwealth is planning on coming with a land development plan application before it's considered. But that's not currently before the township. This is solely with respect to the rezoning. So just want to jump in. Any questions or comments for Chuck or I guess from the board? David?
Good evening, supervisors. I'm David Narkevich, attorney for the Commonwealth and the Department of General Services. I have our engineers and Major Bivens, who's the commandant of the police academy, here to answer any questions you might have. Basically, this is one of those situations where, and I think I mentioned to many of you before, I don't think Mr. Corrado is a supervisor yet, but this should have been done when we bought all of the property from Hershey Trust, because when we bought, if you can zoom back a little bit, Chuck, please, so you show the whole campus, we bought almost all that green part in the back there from Hershey Trust recently, and then we bought these two parcels in the front that are green. Problem was, for whatever reason, one end of the Commonwealth doesn't talk to the other. They rezoned all of the rural part in the back along Kiefer Road, but didn't think to zone the front part, rezone the front part. So the back part has fairly recently been rezoned as Planned Campus North, but our building, as you saw in one picture, literally gets split into two districts, and the conservation would make building a building next to impossible because of the heights. And, frankly, all the rest of our campus is Planned Campus North, so we would like it all to be Planned Campus North. That front part there, and I can have Major Bivens speak to it, but virtually that entire green area there is going to be horse pastures, so it is going to be spectacular. State-of-the-art stables, there's going to be a garage there in the front where Applewood is now. But the horses actually are going to have a much better pasture land than they've ever had at the State Police Academy. There's no intentions to ever build on the front. And on the odd chance that we ever ask, we have to come to you, because that entire land is one giant parcel, so we'd have to come to the Board of Supervisors for a subdivision. So you're in control of whatever happens there as well. If you have any questions, I can bring witnesses up. I'll just leave that up to each of you.
Maybe just because you just brought it up, I think you mentioned before, in the event that the township would consider asking for a conservation easement over a portion of that front property, that would be something the Commonwealth would be amenable to?
I would recommend it. Again, Governor Wolf is the Commonwealth, but I would recommend it, yes. At least at this end, I work for Governor Wolf.
Hey, does the board have any questions?
When do we discuss making that a conservation?
It sounds like they've been amenable to the idea since the beginning, maybe at the time of land development, if it could be part of those discussions.
That would be fine. We're anticipating, we were just talking today, we're anticipating filing our land development with the hope that we're all moving forward on February 1st. So we'll actually have everything here filed by February 1st, and then Chuck and his team, will be taking a look at it, and it's not going to change from anything you're seeing up there. I guarantee you, we've been working on this for well over a year and a half plus, so it's a little too late in the game to be changing anything you're seeing.
Any other questions? And just so the board is aware, when you're considering a rezoning like this, really from conservation to Plan Campus North, you should really just consider the permitted uses, the differences between the two zones, as well as the difference in the dimensional requirements for each zoning district. I believe Chuck has looked into it somewhat, but for the most part, it's our understanding that the Commonwealth is going to maintain their police academy on the property.
We're spending about $250 million erecting this thing. There's nothing else that's going on there, believe me. The state police would go crazy. They just want this first-class, state-of-the-art academy, which, frankly, by the way, and I'll just repeat what was in prior, less than 1% of the applicants for becoming a state police person get accepted, and then even less than that make it through. So it's extremely competitive. But we just have to pick up a paper, watch TV to see that a highly trained police force is uppermost in everybody's minds. And this will be state-of-the-art training with indoor shooting range, indoor tactical 24/7 for that sort of thing, and some uses down the road if we can afford to build them. After everything's built, there's an outdoor tactical village that possibly will get built. But there's another one that will be closer. So there's all the things that you'd expect a policeman or a policewoman who's got to, you know, face quick danger. We're going to do our best to train them to the utmost. The other thing that we're hoping to do is also at some point in time start to train some of our other Commonwealth folks there too with Capitol Police. We have fish and boat, carry guns, game sometimes, because that can be a dangerous job too. So we'd like, you know, we do that now, by the way. Capitol Police train up there now. I mean, this is not anything new, but it's just having a state-of-the-art facility. Anybody that's a Commonwealth policeman or peace officer is what we're looking to train into.
If there's no other questions or comments from the board, is there anyone in the audience that has public comment with respect to the requested and the proposed rezoning ordinance? Just you can come up and identify yourself. And
I'm Daniel Hess. I reside at 1040 Slaterra Road in Hershey.
S-B-S-T? Or what was the last name?
Hess. Spelled H-R-E Edward S. Sam. S. Sam. My property is approximately 200 yards from where it depicts a supply center. So it's relatively close to that back portion of the state police property. I wasn't going to say anything here tonight. I was just here to observe, but since there was conversation including the whole site, my question would be, within that state-of-the-art indoor firing range and everything, if there is any intention to include the building of a bunker for when the state police set off explosives to muffle that noise. My house sits approximately 600 yards, give or take a couple, and there is virtually nothing between where the bombs are detonated and my house. It's basically a level area. The contour of the land drops and comes back up, but it's still a straight shot. A couple years ago, I raised the issue. We'd be sitting on our deck and explosions would start going off. Had no idea they were going to be going off, nor did we have any idea how many were going to be going off, or any idea when the next might be going off. So it completely disrupted our peaceful countryside living. I ended up speaking with state representative, Gulf County commissioners, state police, and we conducted a hearing here with the township manager, and I explained my situation to the state police that attended the hearing or the meeting, and they assured me that they would call me when they were going to detonate. They have been fantastic in doing that. However, we're talking about building a new state police academy, state-of-the-art. A bunker would be part of that state-of-the-art instead of disrupting the countryside. The way the current shooting range is, my property absorbs the muzzle flash. So we're getting the blunt noise of that gun going off. We have no issue and never have had any issues with pistol qualifications, small bore rifle qualifications, the fact that it's an academy, they have classes of cadets going through, possibly 80 at a time. Each and every one of them are on the range blasting away, which is required. Then you have dim light firing, you have foul weather firing. We've never, ever complained about any of that. That's part of the academy. Over the recent years, they've started detonating very loud explosives. And that's what brings me here tonight. I'm actually fighting for the peacefulness of the property. There are other people who have called in. I'm not speaking for them. I'm speaking strictly for myself. The state had also did some decibel readings prior to our meeting, and I disputed them right on the spot of them being done because of where the machines were set. The weather conditions at the time all had a factor in lowering the decibel readings. Like I said, once we had the meeting, state police have been fantastic in notifying. I don't think they've missed calling me one time in 2 years. But now is the time to even do away with that need and create a bunker where these explosives can be set off. I was involved with that a little bit in the military, and if you have a bunker, you have basically puffs down a little expansion and contraction of the bunker. From my back, my deck on the back of the house, to where they're detonating the bombs, explosives, is approximately, like I said, 600 yards. With the rezoning of the fields, it puts State Police Academy property either just within or just outside of 200 yards. So that is my only concern with anything to do with the State Police and their new academy. I'm looking for it.
Where is your residence located? Can you kind of describe it?
See the oval shape, like it almost looks like
towards the back.
A stadium.
I'm sorry. Let me go to Google Earth because it'll be just so much easier. Except for the time it takes to
look. Mr. Hess,
yes.
While he's doing that, you understand that we're here not for their land development or other construction.
Right, and that's why I said I wasn't even going to say anything tonight, knowing that it's strictly to do with the rezoning of those two parts.
Do you have any opposition to the proposed rezoning?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any opposition to the proposed rezoning of the property?
No.
Okay. While Chuck's bringing up your property, what I would suggest maybe after tonight is to maybe have some conversations with at least the representative of the Commonwealth to voice your concerns or whatever the issues are, so that maybe they can address them at the time of the
meeting. Yeah, I'm all for that, but shy of coming to the meeting, I would have no contact people to talk to.
What's your address? What's your address?
1040 Swatara Road. Is it okay to walk over there and point out?
This will put a little bullet right on it there. Is that your property?
Yes, but that's actually an upward grade from that triangle area up to 1040. And the state police shooting range
is right here.
Yeah, right where his hand is. So it's actually not pointed directly at my house, but I sit here and their shooting angle is slightly took a right on the house. So we do get that muzzle blast, which again is not a complaint. We understand that. The academy was built in 1959. We lived with it all those years. We can live with that part. The area between my house and the shooting range is merely separated by that thin row of mature wood. And it's 478 yards from my deck to where those trees start. And I'm guessing another 100 yards to where the actual detonation of the explosives are. And the area between the firing range and my house is all lower elevation. So if I stand on my deck and look toward the shooting range, I see nothing but open fields and then that narrow strip of tree. So that's the only thing that's blocking the noise. And again, the only reason I raised my hand here now was to address the issue of a bomb. That's other things were mentioned about the state of the art academy. The other one was built in 1959, still in use. I'm sure the one that's going to be built now won't be here quite a while.
And again, you know what I mean? Opposition to the rezoning, you're just concerned with the noise.
I have absolutely no problem with the state police, the development of the land, none of that. My background is 29 years retired law enforcement and 14 years also with the Game Commission as a deputy. I can go on and on. I was a chief firearms instructor here at Berry Township for probably 20 years. So I understand, you know, the firearms end of it and everything like that. I was accepted in Dauphin County Court, criminal court, as an expert on firearms testimony. So it's not that I want to brag, but I want to qualify myself.
Yeah, that's appreciated. Like I said, maybe before you leave, maybe have a conversation with the individuals here from the Commonwealth and the State Police, and maybe just so they're aware of it prior to filing the redevelopment application. Any other comments from the public on the proposed rezoning at this point? Any other questions or comments from the Commonwealth?
Just real briefly to kind of answer Mr. Hess a little bit. Again, I'm Dave Marquette from the Department of Criminal Services. With the indoor shooting range, it actually should reduce the amount of use of the outdoor. And I just spoke to the major, and we will take that under consideration for, I guess, the percussion bombs that they're setting off. Is that, I mean, or are they real?
We're detonating. Explosives that are taken into custody by the state police.
I see.
And so we've got to detonate them to get rid of them.
Okay.
And one thing also, firing the fireworks occasionally, I guess that's a harsh part of
again,
your training.
It's seized. Well, it's typically stuff seized and destroyed.
Yeah. Yes, and my question would be, is there a way to destroy a lot of them?
I think some of this could probably be, I don't know if you want, this isn't necessary to the rezoning.
Right, yeah.
Like I said, before you leave, have that conversation to see what you're
saying. I will do that. I don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from the Board of Supervisors? Okay, so like I said in the beginning, unfortunately, this public hearing was only advertised once, so we are, I suspect you are going to consider tabling action on the rezoning ordinance until the February 22nd public hearing is properly advertised pursuant to the MPC. But if the board wanted to consider, they'll table it at tonight's public meeting. And maybe if you want, we can close this public hearing, but if you wanted to consider giving guidance to the Commonwealth as well as maybe directing the staff in the event they are to file their land development application in the next week or two, prior to the February 22nd public hearing, if you're okay with the staff accepting the land development application and starting the review process with the understanding that this rezoning will be taking place.
Yeah, that's the one thing we're asking for you tonight, that you green light our ability to at least file and keep moving with the understanding none of you can formally adopt this rezoning change until probably the earliest to be February 22nd. But at least then
not only will your staff know, but if they can then potentially bump into the two planning commissions, Dauphin County and Derry Township, on that reliance. But then their meetings, the next planning commission won't be until, I think, it's March 1st. And so by then, you know, assuming everything goes okay, you will have adopted it on the evening of the 22nd. Obviously, if it doesn't, then we all start from scratch.
So what do we need to, what sort of motion do we need to
make? This is a voice motion.
No, it would just be, you can do it by, well, with that, I think we can close. Let's close the public hearing. Public hearing is closed.
Okay, thank you.
So without a vote, obviously, I think unless there's any objection or opposition from the board, is it fair to say that the board is okay with the Commonwealth filing their application and the staff and directing the staff to start the review process associated with that, with the understanding that the township board supervisors will be likely considering this ordinance at the February 22nd public hearing. Yeah. That's fine.
Thank you very much. That's all we could ask for. Thank you.
Thank you.